Yo, what's
up? What's up?
This is Aaron, a.k.a. A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron, what's up? My name is Sheldon.
And this is me and my mates.
Cool.
First ever episode podcast, and first time for both of us, yo. I think. Yo!
We don't know what we're doing. We good?
We'll get there. So yeah, this is me and my mates. Just a podcast, pretty much just a platform to educate and share our inspirations from like the New Zealand dance scene and just to talk about things that are going on and more or less just fill people in of where the dance scenes come from and where we're going and just talking about it.
So I guess just like exploring it just together, like who's who, what's what. Yep, and that's the one. Yeah, hopefully we can
shed some light on some people and
education, mate.
People and names and things that just that, you know, we feel that will that you guys will benefit from and just knowing a little bit more about where what like what scene you're in and where it's come from. Yeah, so just a little background on me. My name is Aaron Uli'itia, 27 years old, born and raised in West Auckland. Yeah, my dance kind of career life started, you know, back at church days. You know, the usual inspirations was Michael Jackson and Chris Brown.
Every kid ever.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, I started back at church, just like dancing there. Shout out to CCF, my Kelston Boys. And from my church being at Kelston Boys, I was able to meet the Sweet and Sour Boys, Sweet and Sour dance crew, mainly Hedley Poesi. And yeah, so it's just seeing him and what all those boys were able to do at a young age, and me never seeing anything like that before. That was my first experience of a hip-hop crew, you know, putting in work and representing for New Zealand. Not even that, just even from the beginning, like them, you know, doing lots of community like performances and dancing on grass, dancing, practicing at St. Leonard's Primary School, you know, on the deck of the staff room and using windows as mirrors.
That's
and,
so ruthless.
Yeah, just straight bring the boombox and plug it into the outdoor plug and yeah, that kind of stuff. You know, that's the beginning of you know, the New Zealand dance scene. You know, we're very gracious and lucky to be able to dance in studios these days, you know. So yeah, just seeing all of that and meeting those guys. And back in 2008, I did Dream, Desire to Dream, where I met Ashley McKinven, and she is the leader and founder of Sample Foundation. And she asked me to join and dance with them and like the OG Sample. So that was my first experience in a dance crew. So shout out to the OGs.
So you're like OG?
OG.
Aaron is an OG.
I'm an OG,
guys.
OG. Just less gangster.
Just less gangster.
And then, yeah, so from dancing with them, I went on to audition for Prestige. I joined with them in the end of 2009 and been with them ever since. I'm taking a little hiatus in 2013 when I had my beautiful daughter, Isabella.
Let's go, Izzy.
Yeah, and so that was a little two year break, just on my dad life and dad grind, and then coming back in.
The dad joke.
coming back in 2015. And yeah, that's where I met Sheldon.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's my little dance journey. So Sheldon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Mean. Cool, yeah. So my dance journey, start from the beginning. Yeah, just like Aaron, just pretty much like just about everyone in the dancing, you know, grew up dancing as a kid in the lounge, you know, watching all the Step Up movies. You got Surf, Stomp the Yard.
Oh my gosh.
You know, stuff like that. It just really, really like struck a chord with me. And at the time, I didn't know that like my parents, like my mom and her brothers, like they were all dancers as well. So it was sort of in the family, and I had no idea about it. It wasn't until like a bit older when I started taking like dance more seriously that like when I like sort of found out that, you know, hey, my family's sort of like dancers, like jamming contemporary and like at like Whitirea.
Sick.
Yeah, and like sort of hip hop on the side, and they used to tell me stories about, you know, how they would go down to the park and like practice like little routines to just jam at the park and like battle other like random crews. Is like, bro, that's pretty
rock up to the park and have
battles. Yeah, like just straight up like 5, 6, 7, 8 play the track and just battle some random guys. Yeah, but that was sort of my dance journey. Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Sheldon Rua.
Sheldon Rua.
AKA Kid Coconut, AKA Twin AR. aka Pure. So it was my freestyle names. Yeah, born and raised in the heart of Papakura, South Auckland. That's pretty much where, you know, my dance journey began.
Yeah.
It wasn't until about high school where I started taking it a bit more seriously. I got to about year 11, which would have been 2014.
Yeah,
I'm a young'un, guys. Yeah, it wasn't until 2014 that I met one of my greatest friends of all time, the GOAT, Mele Tailoa.
Shout out Mele.
She sort of launched me into the dance scene with Hopscotch Dance Crew. I met a crazy bunch of people in there. And that was sort of my first exposure to the dance scene. I had, you know, my big homie, Josh Mitzkalena, aka Coconut, and Cat Walker as well. They were massive, massive influences with me and, you know, taught me a lot about, you know, New Zealand dance scene. Because, you know, I had seen some crews before, you know, like Sass, Limit Break, Desire 2.0, Request, yeah. All the OG, like Request Girls. Yeah. I've seen them perform, but had never really stepped into it to myself. And so, you know, I owe, you know, to Mele, Josh, Kat, and, you know, Hopscotch Dance Crew for just putting me in the dance scene, I guess. So I started off on that end of the New Zealand scene, but also learned a lot about our underground scene here in New Zealand. So the freestylers and the battlers. I met a whole lot of people from, you know, Auckland popping community, the NZ Crump scene.
Yep.
Yeah, shouts out to the Omen fam.
That's cool.
Down in Wellington. So big Omen, Aiden, and, you know, Trent. I'm 12. The first crumper in New Zealand to be representing over at the Crump Worlds, if you will. Yeah, so massive props to him. Please support him. He's got, you know, a give a little page. So yeah, help support the bro. Like the Breakers, like all Unite down in Hamilton. Shouts out to the boys. Shouts out to Stretch, Dujon Cunningford, you know, big inspiration of mine. And also, you know, the Auckland Crump community here with Christiava, Matters, big active, my big homie. Yeah, all of these guys, all of these crazy guys. So I guess it's sort of like New Gen, that's who I stepped into it, joining Hopscotch Dance Crew the year after, starting up Project Team with Josh Mitzkalena and some of the guys there. New Zealand's sort of first, or not first, would just like a street dance collective of battlers and freestylers and choreographers. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of people in there from Wellington, Auckland, Gisborne, Japan, London as well. Yeah. So that's Project Team. I'm also just got stuck into, you know, the battle scene even more there. And also the same year, starting up my journey with Prestige Dance Crew. Yeah, so I suppose you could say I'm like the newest member of the team.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like all in the...
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah. Crack up!
Welcome, brother.
Welcome,
brother.
The brotherhood. Yeah, yeah. So Prestige Dance Crew, started off with them last year. Met a whole lot of bunch of people that continue to inspire me. So like Aaron as well, Alistair Salaival, Jesse Elliott, all the boys really in there. And, you know, continuing this year with Prestige Dance Crew as well. That's pretty much my dance journey and where it's at now. Yeah, still continuing to battle in the scene, still continuing to, you know, choreograph and dance with my teams. But yeah, that's just a bit of background around my story. Cool, man.
That's fire. Yeah, so pretty much, like we said, this is just a platform to kind of share our inspirations and stuff. And like Sheldon, he shared a few of his inspirations, and that's what we want to do. We want to get people that are, I guess, you know, that are doing things within the dance scene and kind of making a name for not just only themselves, but them representing our country and just doing big things within the scene and even them branching out outside of that. So, yeah, I have a few inspirations for me as a dancer. Like, first off, Hadley Boise, just, you know, seeing him and Sweet and Sour. Also Donovan Graham, Limit Break, and the whole squad, past and present. Even outside of that, maybe Justin Hayu from the beginning of Gyra days. not only, you know, jamming, but just him and his multi-skill and multi-collective of dance styles that he's able to do, and just seeing what he was. He was just an inspiration. He was amazing. He still is, still doing big things and in the contemporary dance world and whatnot. And even further back was Matthew Gavitt, seeing him dance and choreograph for Custom Voice Bring It On.
I never did Bring It On, eh?
Yeah, my school didn't do it. Shout out to Auckland Grammar. Bullos. Don't encourage the creative arts.
Let's go.
what a hater. Yeah, so, man, Bring It On, that was so cool, being able to see those kind of, even just, you know, school students and school kids doing that kind of stuff was So mean, man.
Stand up. That's the one I did, man. Yo. I did that, man.
Yeah, so those are massive inspirations of mine. And, man, all the Prestige boys are an inspiration of mine. Like Sheldon Said, Alistair Slayval, Tom Murphy, Lawrence Borgia, Lonema Fofo, Josh Madden, Jan Book, Ants, the Ants Pasteth, Kyungs, man, all the OGs, Josh Williams, man, Flip, those were the people that were jamming before I came into the scene and just seeing what they were doing. Even like these days, like Jesse Elliott's a massive inspiration for me. Him being able to
go to the gym.
Yeah, go to the gym, have a 6-pack of abs when he's 30. But just even being like a family man and hardworking dad and just like being able to balance that and still kill it. Lance Avalli's another massive inspiration. Mm. Just being able to see where he's come from and now dancing for, you know, the likes of Chris Brown and all these other like international artists and just being a beast. Yeah, man. So those are just some of my inspirations of the dance, of the New Zealand dance scene. And just, oh, also the O'Neill twins. Just being able to see them branch out from not only dance, but to be able to go and perform and sing now is so sick. Shout out to you girls, man.
Shout out to Real Height.
Yo. So, yeah, that's kind of where we want to go. We're going to get people on and just talk about them and, you know, their backgrounds and who inspires them. And then eventually we're just going to try and see if we can meet all these inspirations and talk to them, and so they can share a bit of knowledge about, you know, what they've gone through and
dropping knowledge, man.
Yeah, straight up. As well as that, we want to talk about things that are going on within the scene and just what's going on in New Zealand. So if you guys have anything that is coming up or classes or anything that you want to share, let us know.
And that's anyone too, man.
Hit us up so we can let the world know. A couple of things that are coming up in the next week or so. On the 25th of August, which is next Friday.
Next Friday.
Well, depending when this comes out, it's a Friday. 25th of August at Corbin's Estate Arts Centre out in West Auckland is the Battle Zone Armageddon, hosted by Freshman's Dance Crew. Going to be an amazing night. Starts at 7:30. We got battles, the main event, 6 versus 6 crew battle, the Brothers versus Prestige.
Let's go.
So that's going to be fire. Sheldon will be competing in that. It's going to be sick.
We headhunting, man.
Yep.
Brothers, man, hope you're ready. Sparking up this beef. Nah, I love you boys.
Straight up, all love. But yeah, battle on the dance floor. Yep. You know what it is. Tickets at eventfinder.co.nz or check out Freshman's Dance Crew on Facebook.
Mm.
And after that, the night after, on the 26th, Prestige Dance Crew will be having a club night. Night up with Prestige, and that will be at
Republic in Manukau.
In Manukau. $15 tickets, you can get them off the boys. So hit up Prestige Dance Crew on Facebook. DJ CXL, Ethan James, and DJ Mons will be jamming on the night. So, and Prestige will be performing as well.
Have a boogie, guys.
So that's going to be a mean night. So yeah, come along. And Prestige have classes every Monday night, 7:30. At the old Desire Studios, Love Grove. Sheldon taught last night, and it was fire.
It was fire. Cheers to everyone that came out, man. So much love. Thank you.
So, yeah, they've got classes every Monday. So, yeah, check out Prestige on Facebook again for the details for class every Monday. So, yeah, that's us. Hopefully next week we'll have a guest.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It could be you.
Yeah.
It
could be you.
Or you.
So if you're doing well in the dance scene, or just you're my mate, then...
Or my mate.
Or Sheldon's mate, get ready for a phone call or a Instagram DM. And if you're not a mate, then just listen. Get ready for some knowledge.
Ready for some knowledge.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Hopefully we were a bit more prepared. We felt that we tried to prepare as much as we could, but we're pretty ammo at this, so that we just wanted to give it a go. And
let's just say it's like an organic process.
Yeah, organic. Yeah,
we're just going to let it flow and
organic
happen.
Organic like vegetables.
Veggies. I like veggies.
Do you eat veggies? You look tall. Like, you must eat veggies.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going. But anyway, we out. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Yo.
Peace.